WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Fortitude First. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving into something super important, creating safe spaces for those mental health conversations. You know, the ones that can feel a little awkward, maybe even intimidating? Yeah, those. Because let's face it, our minds are complex things, and sometimes they need a little TLC. Just like taking care of our bodies, tending to our mental well-being is crucial. Now, I'm not gonna lie, opening up about our struggles can be tough. We might worry about judgment, feeling misunderstood, or even fear that we're burdening someone. But here's the thing. When we create safe spaces for these conversations, we empower ourselves and others to be more vulnerable, honest, and ultimately, more connected. So, how do we build these safe havens? Here are five key takeaways to remember. First up, active listening is golden. This isn't just about hearing the words. It's about truly understanding what someone is saying, their emotions, their experiences, their fears. Put your phone down, make eye contact, and really focus on them. Ask clarifying questions, show empathy, and avoid interrupting. Remember, you're not there to fix things, just to listen with an open heart and mind. Next, be a beacon of non-judgment. Everyone's journey is unique, and what one person struggles with might be completely different for another. Ditch the labels, the assumptions, and the unsolicited advice. Create a space where people feel comfortable sharing without fear of being criticized or judged. Speaking of judgment, let's talk about validation. Sometimes, all someone needs to feel heard is knowing that their feelings are valid. Acknowledge what they're going through, even if you haven't personally experienced it. Say things like, "That sounds really tough," or, "It makes sense that you're feeling that way." Simple words can go a long way in making someone feel understood and supported. Now, setting boundaries is key. It's important to be supportive, but remember to take care of yourself too. You can't pour from an empty cup. Be honest about your limitations and what you're comfortable with. It's okay to say things like, "I'm here for you, but I might not have all the answers." And finally, normalize these conversations. Let's break down the stigma surrounding mental health. Talk openly about your own experiences, share resources, and encourage others to seek help when they need it. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? You know, worried about saying the wrong thing or triggering a difficult reaction? That's exactly what can happen when we don't create safe spaces for mental health discussions. Imagine trying to mend a broken vase while constantly fearing it might shatter again. That's how many people feel navigating these conversations in unsafe environments. Think of this. You're at a dinner party, and someone shares their struggles with anxiety. They're looking for understanding, maybe even a little support. Instead of offering platitudes like, "Just relax," or dismissing their feelings, imagine responding with genuine empathy. "That sounds really challenging. I can see how stressful that must be." This simple shift in approach creates a safe space where vulnerability is encouraged, not feared. By listening actively, validating their feelings, and avoiding judgment, you're helping them feel heard and supported. And who knows, maybe your openness will inspire others to do the same. So remember, folks, building these safe spaces isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up with empathy, genuine curiosity, and a willingness to listen. Start small, a kind word here, an open ear there, and watch as those little ripples create a bigger wave of understanding and support. We all deserve a place where we can feel comfortable sharing our struggles without judgment. Let's work together to make that happen. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it, leave a review if you found it helpful, and keep spreading the message of mental health awareness. Until next time, remember, strength comes in many forms, and vulnerability is one of the bravest. Keep forging your path with fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.